Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
All right, week 7 of the high school football season. This is Football Friday Night. We're here every Friday night during high school football season. Yes, we are. Right to the state finals. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. Our producer is Jeff Orlowski. And Football Friday Night brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Wisconsin Valley Conference. There's only one man for the Wisconsin Valley Conference. It's our guy, Gene Delisio, WOSQ, WDLB Radio. He's the voice of Marshfield Tiger football going on 40 years, and they beat Wausau West tonight 40-22, kicking off the 10 o'clock hour with Gene. Gene, tell us about the Tigers' victory tonight.
Well, it's all about turnovers tonight, Chuck. Wausau West had four turnovers, and Marshfield scored on every one of them, 25 points to build their 40-22 win tonight. This was a 7-7 tie late in the second quarter when a bad snap on a punt by Wausau West gave Marshfield the football on the West 15-yard line. They scored two plays later on a 3-yard touchdown pass from Ethan Fimmel to Cam Colstead. Then the Tigers opened the second half with a 55-yard interception return by Easton Ledden that gave them a 22-7 lead. Ledden kicked a 25-yard field goal after a fumble recovery by John Sternweiss. Wausau West did score late in the third quarter, but Marshfield added two more scores in the fourth quarter to go up and win this ball game 40-22 as Hayden Carlson ran for 139 yards and two touchdowns. Marshfield now 3-4, Wausau West 4-3 after Marshfield wins this ball game on home coming night 40-22.
Very good. They're dancing in the streets of Marshfield. Gene Delisio with the call tonight, Marshfield 40-22 over Wausau West.
And let me tell you something, that Wisconsin Valley is chaotic. DC Everest falls tonight to Chippewa Falls in the Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley crossover game. That counts as a conference loss for them. They fall to 4-1. You get Marshfield beating Wausau West. Marshfield was 2-2 in the Wisconsin Valley. Wausau West was 3-1. Mild upset there. Stevens Point knocks off Eau Claire North tonight 49-21. So now Spash is 3-2. Seems like you got a lot of teams there at that 2-3, 3-2 mark that are all going to be duking it out.
North Shore Conference. West Bend West has never beaten Whitefish Bay. Do they get the job done tonight? Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports will tell us. Matthew, did they win tonight?
West Bend West gets the win, Chuck. And let's just say for the longest time, for the outside of the final 2:30 of the game, they did not have the lead. Whitefish Bay went in the half with 14-7 lead. They did not score the rest of the game. And it's a 19-14 win for West Bend West. And they're heading to the playoffs, too, and they're still in the North Shore Conference race. But you got a big game between Slinger and Homestead next week that could determine a lot of things. But, yeah, anyways, yeah, West Bend West heading to the playoffs for the first time in like 5 to 6 years.
Very good. Good call on the game tonight, Matthew Peck from Zaleski Sports.
Taylor Riplinger, head coach of the West Bend West Spartans. All credit to him for doing something that they had never done before. He's in his fourth year as head coach, and he has the Spartans reaching heights that they are not familiar with, but good ones nonetheless.
Badger Small Conference playoff implications on the line between Sauk Prairie and Portage. Sean Davis from the Wisconsin State Journal on hand. Sean, how did this one come out?
Came out with a 31-7 Sauk Prairie win. Eagles went into halftime down 8-7. Eventually got knotted up at 14. They get a 37-yard field goal by Caleb Breinig to end the third quarter and then just owned the fourth. Pair of turnovers, turned both into touchdowns, both scored by Riley Jaddick, had a 1-yard touchdown run, and then a punishing 15-yard run off a interception to finish this off. Big win for the Eagles, keep their Badger Small Conference title hopes alive. It'll hinge next week on what happens with Mount Horeb and Edgewood, and then they obviously have to win out too and hope for some help, but a great win for them and big in terms of the playoffs as well.
Looking forward to seeing your piece, Sean Davis in the Wisconsin State Journal. Calling the game tonight between Sauk Prairie and Portage and writing about it tonight in his article on Wisconsin State Journal.
In the Badgers small tonight also, Edgewood gets victory over Stoughton 42-7. They remain unbeaten on the season, and we're going to go ahead and assume that Mount Horeb-Barneveld defeated Lakeside Lutheran tonight. So everything pretty much holding to serve in the Badgers small this evening.
Sun Prairie West and Fort Atkinson. Fort Atkinson looking for their first win. Doesn't sound like they got it. Let's go to Marcus. Marcus has got the call. Marcus Karstens from the Sun in Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie West sound like they rolled in this one.
Yeah, Chuck, it was all Sun Prairie West in the first half. 35-0 Wolves. Nolan Russler had a really good night at quarterback for the Sun Prairie West Wolves. Threw multiple touchdowns. Just the Wolves dominated throughout. Defense came up big throughout the whole game. They only gave up 7 points and got a huge win in the Badger Large. And now it's 2 straight wins for the first time since 2023. So, yeah, good for the Wolves and getting back in winning ways for them.
Marcus Karstens, Marcus Madness joining us here on Sun Prairie Radio.
Yeah, Sun Prairie gets its second win of the season. Meanwhile, Sun Prairie East falls tonight to Wanakee, 41-7. Not often we're talking about West getting a victory and East losing, Chuck, but that's the case this week.
All right, our next stop, Wisconsin Rapids and Eau Claire Memorial. Two teams searching for their first win in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Who won tonight's game? Was it Rapids? Was it the old Abes of Eau Claire Memorial? Any way you look at it, we got the right guy for the matchup, Bob Bradovich, Zaleski Sports on hand. Who got their first win tonight?
Chuck, it was Eau Claire Memorial getting a homecoming win in front of a packed house at Memorial's new football stadium. 29-20 was the final. It was one of those games that you had two winless teams, and each team went deep into their bag of tricks. Rapids started the game with an onside kick, if that gives you an idea. It was back and forth the whole way. It was really entertaining. In the end, it was Memorial playing with their number two QB, Aaron Gunlock, who's normally a receiver. But he stepped in. He had a full week of practice under his belt. He threw 3 long touchdown passes, 2 going to Ben Strayer, 1 going to Jackson Zuliger. Owen Richardson, the QB for Rapids, had a heck of a game, as did Sawyer Brooks, their outstanding running back slash linebacker. He's a guy that will definitely be playing at the next level. So entertaining game, some good athleticism, but it's the old Abes celebrating a homecoming win. So they're into the win column, and it's a happy homecoming at Eau Claire Memorial High School.
On the campus of Eau Claire Memorial. Thanks, Bob. Bob Radowitz from Zaleski Sports. Eau Claire Memorial wins over Wisconsin Rapids tonight.
And say what you will about two 0-6 teams doing battle, sometimes those make for the most entertaining football games because you got two teams with nothing to lose, so they'll pull out all of the trick plays, like we saw with an onside kick on the first play of the game, and it turned into a good game between these two teams.
Greater Metro Conference, the Battle of Brookfield, Central 2-4, East 4-2, East wins 27-3. Our Zach Bellman from the Journal Sentinel on hand to cover this inner-city class. Zach.
Good to run into you on the sideline there, Fife. This was a pretty entertaining game for the first quarter, but really slipped out of hand for Central as we got further along. Jack Murray came into the game with 8 carries, 54 yards, and a score, but had 2 wildcat snap touchdowns from short yardage to lead Brookfield East offense over Central 27-3 in this one. The defense led by Murray as well just was bend but don't break all night long, holding Central to their season low in points scored this year. Really impressive defensive effort for East, who has had a couple of them this year, including that 5-pick effort against Sussex Hamilton to start conference play.
Very good. Good call. Zach Bellman, read his stuff on JS Online tonight.
Yeah, and I had a chance to go out and see a lot of the third quarter plus the entirety of the first half of this game. And I'll tell you what, Brookfield East, they've got a really good offensive line. They were able to buy time for it. Zeke Sawall, Bo Evans already had 115 yards receiving. He had a 61-yard touchdown catch. Max Matter, really good on the ground. This Brookfield East team, yeah, Hamilton is going to be the dominant team coming out of the Greater Metro this year. But Brookfield East will cause trouble for anyone they run into in those D1 playoffs.
Got about 35 seconds. East Central Conference, Beaver Dam against last place Kewaskum. Wade Bates, DailyDodge.com, Football Friday Night affiliate, ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Wade, give us about a 30-second update here.
All 340 yards on the ground for Beaver Dam. Parker Blank, 11 carries, 140 yards, 4 touchdowns. Brock Hiley, 6 carries, 80-yard touchdown run. He had a gruesome ankle injury in the beginning of the second quarter that delayed this thing for 30 minutes. Eli Johnson, a 90-yard touchdown return. Beaver Dam, they're 3-0 in the East Central Conference, so with Port Washington and Plymouth on the way the next couple of weeks as they are ramping up here down the home stretch.
They win 42-7. We're coming right back. This is Football Friday Night.
Wrong with taking the back streets. You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
I'm Ryan Harrison, owner of Ryan Waterproofing. Your best choice for restoring your home or commercial foundation and walls. Seal cracks, repair walls, installing new drain tile or sump. Ryan utilizes higher quality materials and process for permanent restoration. High-powered HEPA filters keep your home from filling with dust. You'll recognize your project coordinator and every person on your property as good, hardworking people. Value pricing, free estimates. Because praying for drought is overrated. Ryan Waterproofing. CallRyan.com. That's CallRyan.com.
Hi, I'm Karen Ellenbecker. For over 30 years, you've joined me on Money Sense, talking about true wealth from finance to family health and lifelong learning. I've loved walking that journey with you. Did you know you don't have to wait by the radio each week? You can take Money Sense with you. Just subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or listen anytime at EllenBecker.com. Let's keep the conversation going, because financial confidence starts with education.
If you or a loved one needs a personal injury attorney, ask around. Lawyers, judges, law enforcement officers, insurance adjusters, refer Warshefsky, because we achieve maximum judgments and settlements. Their ordeal, their injury, is about the money. Warshefsky.com.
Jason, what are you singing?
Working on a new jingle to promote Capital's $49 drain clearing. When your sink fills up with gunk, don't stress, don't whine. It's only $49.
Don't take this the wrong way, man, but I'd stick to plumbing, heating, and cooling if I were you.
That's fair, but people need to know that we clear clogs for only $49.
Fine, but I would have rhymed gunk with junk. It's so obvious.
Call CapitalCares.com.
Make Fox Sports 920 AM your number one preset on our free iHeartRadio app. Powered by Gruber Law.
One call. That's all.
Injured?
Remember, one call, that's all.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Wallace Cooper and Elliott are proud to support Richland Center Hornets football. Just like the Hornets, they know that teamwork, preparation, and protection make all the difference. So whether it's home, auto, life, or business insurance, the team is here to help you protect what matters most. From Friday night lights to everyday life, they're in your corner. Let's go, Hornets! From your friends at Wallace Cooper and Elliott.
First down!
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. We are having our annual Milwaukee Day sale on Thursday, October 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our Richland Center location only. Buy select Milwaukee tools and receive special free items. Pick up an M18 compact brushless two-tool combo kit or an M18 Fuel 14-inch top handle chainsaw and get a free M18 red lithium battery. Plus M12 heated gear is now available at our new lower price. These deals are only available Thursday, October 9th, and refreshments will be served to all attendees. Please don't miss this, and as always, we appreciate your business.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
Win this game. Would Rice Lake stand beaten? Dave Tyndall from WJMC in Rice Lake. How did this one turn out, Dave?
Well, gang, the River Falls Wildcats used explosive plays tonight to hand Rice Lake its first defeat of the season, 40-28, before a packed house at Pug Bunn Field in Rice Lake. It was Joseph Tara Savage getting things going on the first play from scrimmage with an 83-yard run for a score. Mason Novak caught three touchdown passes from Tito Massa, 48 yards, 39 yards,
And then 18 yards late in the fourth quarter, they gave River Falls the lead that they would not relinquish. It was Rice-Lake coming back on a couple of touchdown runs by Aaron Hoffman late in the second quarter to take a 2019 lead at halftime. But then the Wildcats were not going to be denied, as Amasa, the leading passer in the conference, and Novak, the leading receiver, really put on a show here tonight. So River Falls now moves into a tie for first in the conference with Rice-Lake. The Warriors suffering their first loss of the season. It's River Falls 40 and Rice-Lake 28. For Football Friday Night and WJMC, I'm Dave Tindall.
Good job, Dave. My favorite conference. My favorite name of a conference, I should say. The Big Rivers Conference.
What happened to the Heart of North, Chuck?
Well, that's second. Big okay. Rivers is number one. I grew up in college.
Fair
covering
enough.
The Big Rivers Conference at Eau Claire Memorial, Eau Claire North, Menominee.
Hey, that's a huge win for River Falls. Let's not put that aside. Names of conferences, whatever else is going on. The Wildcats, as mentioned, yes, they do move into a tie with Rice Lake. We're waiting on a result from Hudson. Hudson is also a one-loss team in that Big Rivers Conference. There's a decent chance that there's going to be a tie at the end of the season with three teams right now with one loss in that conference. And those are all three very good teams that could compete for state championships.
Fox Valley Association Fond du Lac trying to improve its playoff chances. They took on winless Hortonville, homecoming for the Cardinals tonight, and they rolled 35-13 over Hortonville. Nick Van Knocker, Football Friday Night affiliate, KFIZ Radio in Fond du Lac. Nick, the Cardinals win two in a row.
Yeah, they did win two in a row, an impressive victory, 35-13 over Hortonville. Eli Mikkelkavich, who came in about 3 weeks ago for their injured starting quarterback, DeAndre Williamson, ended up with two rushing touchdowns, one of 1 yard out, the other one of 52 yards out. Also had two passing touchdowns to Guardian Harris. Cardinals roll 35-13. Very dominating performance by their defense. Hortonville scored late, as Fond du Lac had their second and third team defense in there. So Foddy rolls. Next up, a big matchup against the Nina Rockets next Friday night.
On the road for Foddy next week. Well, that one covered here on Football Friday Night. All right, thank you. Nick Van Knocker from KFIZ Radio. Jeremy Mayo calling in right now. Jeremy from 101.3 The Game. Rhinelander and Mosinee. Mosinee in a three-way tie for first place of the Greater Northern. They rolled over Rhinelander, 41-14. Jeremy.
Yes, Mosinee stays in the three-way tie for first in the GNC. This game actually a lot closer than that. It was 14-7 midway through the third quarter after a Ben Olsen touchdown, but all Mosinee after that. Treve Stoffel, Great Northern Conference Player of the Year candidate, kind of did it all for Mosinee offensively tonight. Rushed for 165 yards and two scores, threw for 138 and another. Mosinee had a 36-yard interception return for a score by Mitchell Micklig in there. They scored three times in about a three-and-a-half-minute stretch late in the third quarter, go up 35-7, end up cruising 41-14 in this one. Big win for Mosinee. They were ranked fifth in Division Four entering tonight. That should help their case for a number one seed. Rhinelander was on the playoff bubble going in, 28th in D3. That's going to hurt their chances. They also lost a couple of key guys, running back Cyrus Leisure and defensive end Caden Seeker, to injury in the contest.
Nobody does better in Rhinelander than Jeremy Mayo, 101.3 The Game, as Mosinee gets the victory tonight.
I want to go back to the FVA. I'm not going to steal Tony Giordano's thunder. We'll have him on in a while from the Score in Appleton. But boy, he's going to have a very interesting result for that opponent for Fond du Lac next week, Nina, as they took on Kimberly tonight. Like I said, it's going to be a score that you're not going to expect.
All right, Eric Fisher from WRLU Radio in Sturgeon Bay had the call of Luxembourg, Casco, and Two Rivers in the Northeastern Conference. Luxembourg Casco, I expected them to roll in this one, and they did, 35-7 over Two Rivers. Two Rivers was really good a few years ago, but rebuilding year for them, and LC took advantage. Eric?
Yeah, Chuck, this one, a little tighter at halftime, a couple of Braden Lawrence touchdowns. He had one from 57 yards up, and a one-yard touchdown to end the first half. Second half, Luxembourg Casco gets a stop on Two Rivers offense, gets the ball at their own 20-yard line. A first play of the third quarter for the Casco offense, Luxembourg Casco offense, and they score an 80-yard touchdown by Tatum Klubov. Next time out, Bucks Mercasco kind of in their own territory again. This time an 86-yard touchdown from Cam Dorner to put this game away. Also got a pick six from Mason Schrimberger. Two Rivers did score late, but Luxembourg Mercasco rolls a 7-0 ahead of the Battle of the LCs next week on their homecoming.
Good call on that broadcast again tonight.
And that's going to be a big game for Luxembourg Casco against Little Chute. That Northeastern Conference is one where there's been some impact from that storm. Also in the FRCC North, it sounds like Wrightstown and Freedom were delayed a little bit tonight. So, yeah, that northeast part of the state, Fox River Valley, where they've had some issues with storms tonight, some of those games still going on.
I didn't think there was any rain in the forecast tonight.
Well, like I say, when you've got this warm of weather at this time of year, you're going to have some storms that might pop up. So, working their way through it, doing what they can.
Janesville, Parker, and Madison La Follette in the Big 8. Both teams losing records, but Parker's got a shot to get to the playoffs. Josh Goldberg from WCLO Radio, terrific sports director there, had the call tonight. And Parker wins 41-28 over La Follette. Give us the lowdown on this one.
Yeah, Chuck, things I'm not very organized behind Middleton and Verona at the top of the conference. Still a lot of wiggle room to be had. Vikings looking for a little more offensive consistency, putting the ball in the end zone for head coach Joe Flister. Their defense, very much a strength of the team. But Vikings put up 401 yards of offense. They had touchdown runs from four different players, over 50 yards for each one, and the quarterback also threw a touchdown as well as ran for a long score as well. So just what the Vikings needed. Their playoff path is in front of them. They've got to win their last two games to be guaranteed a berth. Madison Memorial whooped up on Janesville Craig tonight, and the Spartans coming to Monterey Stadium next Saturday. That's a Saturday game for the Vikings, and then they got to win their finale against Madison East, and they'll be assured. So next week, probably the biggest game of the season for the Parker Vikings.
Very good. Josh Goldberg, the call from WCLO Radio.
Yeah, Parker gets that victory, 41-28. Also, Middleton over Madison East big tonight, 56-3. And Verona defeats Madison West, 40-7. Your Big 8 results right there.
All right, North Shore Conference. Two teams in the lower part of the conference. It was homecoming in Hartford tonight, Hartford and Nicolet. Hartford gets the win. Todd Boltman, our North Shore Conference insider on the broadcast tonight. Todd, tell us about Hartford's victory.
Yeah, they rolled up the streets in Hartford after the homecoming parade. It was a packed house there in Hartford. And Hartford takes the win 30-27. It came down to a pass play with 16.9 seconds. Nicolet on the 6-yard line threw a pass into the end zone. It was tipped away, and Hartford wins the game. Sully McManigal for Hartford, 157 yards and 3 touchdowns. And for Nicolet, Connor McKenna, 114 yards and 1 touchdown. It was two guys smash mouth football all night long.
Very good. And, yeah, technically Hartford still is in the playoff race.
Yeah, I mean, it's their second
year. They are. They have to win their next two, and they can still make it.
Very good. Todd Boltman, our North Shore Conference insider.
Elsewhere in the North Shore tonight, you also had Homestead defeating Cedarburg 44-6, and Slinger shut out West Bend East 49-0.
Reedsburg and La Crosse, Logan, our guy Todd Sommerfeld from CooleySports.com. Todd, how did this one turn out?
A big win for Logan, 42-36 in overtime. Maxime Roberts went 25 yards on Logan's first play in overtime to win the game. Reedsburg had the ball first, and Logan stopped that. Trent Hatlevig had an interception in the end zone to end that possession, and then Logan goes on to win it. It was a night of big plays. I think we had 6 touchdowns of 42 yards or more. Roberts ended up with 217 yards and 4 touchdowns. Logan did lead this one 36-21 before Reedsburg came back. Will McConowitz had a 58-yard touchdown run and a 42-yard punt return to tie the game. The teams exchanged interceptions on their final possessions, and we went to overtime. And that's where Logan made a couple of big plays to win it and, you know, technically stay in the race for the MVC. Logan is at 5-2 overall, 3-2 in the conference. We still have Holman and Central unbeaten at 5-0 in the conference, so 2 games left. Logan's in. Reedsburg, 3rd conference loss, so a team that a lot of people thought would win the MVC this year. now it doesn't have a chance to.
Very good. Todd Sommerfeld from CooleySports.com. Logan with the win tonight.
And Logan has played some interesting games this year. They lost to La Crosse Central a couple of weeks ago, 13-12. They've gotten some wins where they've scored a lot of points. They've gotten some wins where they've played close games. You know, Logan's an interesting team, and they can shake things up. It's kind of hard to tell what's coming out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. Reedsburg came into the rankings this week. Logan dropped out. Logan gets the win over Reedsburg this week. A shakeup again this week in the D3 rankings as a result of that overtime contest.
In the Capital Conference, Columbus in first place starting the night. Lake Mills one game out. They faced each other, and it was a high-scoring game won by Columbus 41-35. Our guy Mike Tronson, DailyDodge.com, and Football Friday Night affiliate ESPN Radio in Beaver Dam. Tournament Tronson saw Columbus take a stranglehold on that conference lead.
Did, guys, and what a wild affair this was. I mean, both these teams came into the game averaging around 40 points a night, and it didn't disappoint. I can't go over all the scoring plays. We don't have enough time, but I can tell you that for Columbus, they racked up 498 total yards, most of it on the ground. It was Bobby Tracy had a huge night, 165 yards on 22 carries and three touchdowns. And Owen Cowell, two touchdowns, 138 yards rushing on 15 carries. But I tell you what, this game was not decided until very late. Columbus had a 35-14 lead with 4:02 to go in the third quarter. And Lake Mills rallied and got it to within 41-35 with 39 seconds left in the game. They attempted an onside kick, but Columbus recovered. And I tell you what, Tyler Woleen is unbelievable. This kid, this junior quarterback for Lake Mills tonight, he threw for five touchdowns to five different receivers, and he threw for 315 yards. He's just incredible. He's got an offer from South Dakota, guys. He's just a junior.
Trying to get yourself a rest after calling that one tonight. Columbus over Lake Mills, 41-35.
Big win for Columbus, who also moved up a spot in the poll this week. Lake Mills, they will probably fall out of the Division 4 poll. Columbus at number 4 right now, and that's 5 in a row, as mentioned, for them. They're on a roll.
Two teams tied for first place in the Fox Valley Association, Nina and Kimberly.
Oh, boy.
High-scoring game? Nope.
No.
7-0 Nina wins. Tony Giordano from Football Friday Night affiliate WSCO Radio on the call. This one, Tony, 7-0 here.
Absolutely right. This was a defensive battle from start to finish between these two teams. If we pick up the action 5 minutes into the second quarter, this is the lone scoring play. Nina quarterback Ashton Van Beek goes 66 yards up the left sideline to convert on third down, go all the way to the house, scores a touchdown, 7-0. That's the final score of the game. It wasn't the cleanest game for Kimberly. They had a couple hurtful penalties. They missed a field goal. And each of the two main running backs that they run their offense through, Brady Bell and Keegan Plew, had costly fumbles, turning the ball over to the Nina Rockets in this game. And not to mention, you know, three minutes left in regulation in the fourth quarter, there's a 40-minute lightning delay that delays the outcome of the game. Kimberly had an opportunity late in the game to maybe tie it up, but could not convert on fourth down. The Nina Rockets hold on. They now hold the first place solely by themselves in the FVA conference after this big heavyweight battle between Kimberly and Nina. Again, Nina victorious 7-0.
Rare 7-0 score. Tony,
when does Kimberly ever get shut out?
No, when do you? I thought there'd be a high scoring game between these two.
Nope.
That'd be, you know, at least in the 20s
Stunner.
Or 30s. Tony Giordano from Football Friday Night affiliate WSCO Radio. Cedar Grove, Belgium. Would they get into the playoffs? We'll talk about that next. This is Football Friday Night.
Flawless Flooring installs luxury vinyl plank, hardwood, modern laminate, or carpeting. I personally guarantee your satisfaction with every step from shopping through installation. I'm Flawless Flooring's president, Dave Braunsdorf, and I approve this message. Sensory underload, Flawless Flooring. FlawlessFlooringLLC.com.
Strand College's Wauwatosa campus now offers 20 intercollegiate athletic programs. Competing at the NJCAA Division II level gives Bryant and Strand College the opportunity to offer scholarships to student athletes. Learn more about Bryant and Strand College and Bobcats Athletics at bscbobcats.com.
Will you find a way out? It's 45 acres, 60 minutes of sheer terror. Buy your tickets online and reserve your time slot. Beer tent and nightly bonfires. Open weekends in October. Visit hillhaseyes.com.
Warning, ladies, this haunt causes beefy pants.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-1155. 800-885-1155. Again, that's 800-885-1155.
Jump. Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified Black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await. Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $125 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month. Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always...
Sounds like it was a pretty good game tonight.
Oh, Doug, it was easily the best game I saw all year. The two teams really got after it. Unbelievable back and forth throughout. Jacob Steiner with a 4-yard walk-off touchdown in overtime. It was hilarious. We talked to Coach Harris after the game. He's like, I've coached 113 games, and I've never experienced an overtime game or my heart pumping out of my chest like I did tonight.
Wow, so it went to OT, and they got it done. Wow, what a great game in the Classic 8 Conference. Thank you, Michael.
Boy, another great game in the Classic 8. And, you know, when you look at that Classic 8 Conference, Arrowhead, Mequonago, Muskego, I mean, they are not done facing each other. They're going to see each other in the postseason, too, and it's not going to be easy for anyone when they get there as well. There's a good chance that matchup might be one we see again.
Another overtime game, and this is in the Ridge and Valley. Both teams 4-1, DeSoto and Belmont. Belmont wins at OT 36-28. Our guy Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio. Hi, Steve.
Hello. You almost got real dizzy watching the big momentum swings. Belmont got a 14-6 lead. DeSoto came back. They took a 28-14 lead in the third quarter, but Belmont got it to 28-20. They got a stop finally on defense, and then embarked on a 7-minute, 88-yard scoring drive that ended with Tyler Kizemore running it in for the touchdown to cut the lead to 28-26. And then the quarterback, Wyatt Temperley, ran it in for the touchdown to tie it at 28. Belmont scored first. They got the ball first in overtime. Kizemore got the touchdown. Kizemore got the two-point play. Then DeSoto got the ball, and they got stopped twice on third and fourth down from the one, and a huge win for the Braves tonight.
Very good. Good call. Steve Prestigard, Belmont. I feel like he always has high-scoring games, Prestigard.
Yeah, well, and that's an eight-player game, too. And that's one of the fun things about the eight-player game is that it does open up the field, and you can have some higher-scoring games. That one went to overtime, but the Braves, after losing last week, bounce back and get a victory and end DeSoto's two-game win streak.
Cedar Grove, Belgium went to the third round of the playoffs last year. They're looking to get in the playoffs again, 42-14 over Howard's Grove. Mitch Marich from the Ozaki Press, our guy there who still gets it done in printed newspaper, gives us a call tonight and tells us about Cedar Grove Belgium's win. Mitch?
Hey, guys. Cedar Grove Belgium qualified for the playoffs for the 23rd straight year, which is, I believe, top five or top 10 active streaks in the state. Bit of a grudge match. Dan Screws is the Cedar Grove Belgium coach, and John Hess of Howard's Grove used to coach with Dan at Cedar Grove before Dan took the program over. So some kind of bad blood, not between the coaches, but the teams don't like each other. It was a bit of a bizarre game. There was some heat lightning that didn't delay it, but it was in the distance, which is odd for October. The Howard's Grove senior wide receiver, Keaton Milbrath, he came in as their leading receiver with 689 yards and six touchdowns. He got hurt in an awkward play where he was catch the ball. He was trying to get some extra yards coming across the field. A Cedar Grove Belgium guy kind of caught him in the head with their arm. He went down injured out of the game. They called a penalty. Nothing really was wrong or illegal, but it was just one of those head blows. I heard he had a broken nose. His brother earlier in the game, wide receiver McCoy Milbrath, separated his shoulder, so they didn't have many options anymore at passing. Cedar Grove had opened up the offense a few weeks ago, and that showed. They scored in 43 seconds at the end of the first half on three plays to get that, you know, to get that offense going. Owen Gulkey had a big pass catch in there. Ira Hilblink had a nice catch over his shoulder to the two-yard line, and Austin Knapp finished it off with a pass from there. Knapp scored also on a 25-yard bubble screen on a play from Grafton offensive coordinator Luke Menzel. Menzel used to coach, be the offensive coordinator for Cedar Grove, and Cedar Grove saw him use that play last week, and Screw said, "You got to send me that play," and he did, so that was kind of neat. Carter Smith, 7 for 13, 147 yards, 3 TDs for Cedar Grove. Hilblink ran 74 yards and had a touchdown on 6 carries. And Jonah Banton had a couple pad-cracking tackles on defense. So Cedar Grove moves into the playoffs. Howard's Grove finished 3-4 in the Big East with a couple of forfeits in there. So they're kind of on the bubble for the playoffs. And Cedar Grove welcomes Columbus next week.
Good stuff.
For homecoming.
We'll talk to you next week, Mitch. Mitch Marich from the Ozaki Press. Cedar Grove, Belgium, going to the playoffs.
All right, time for Travis Wilson of Bound Wisconsin, correct?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Hey, this is not a Football Friday Night show. This is not a show. It is not complete.
I know where you're going. I know where you're going.
Unless we hear from Phil Nee from Football Friday Night affiliate WRCO Radio in Richland Center. Hey, it was homecoming for Richland Center, and we got to hear from Phil because Richland Center rolled tonight 50-28 over Dodgeville. Phil?
Yeah, that's right. They're dancing in the streets. The Hornets enjoying a homecoming victory, 50-28. They went up 21-14 at halftime and then increased the lead. They're 3-4 in the season, 2-3 in the league. And the story was senior running back Brady Dosh, who eclipsed 1,000 yards for the season here in the seventh week of the campaign. And he ran for a couple of touchdowns in the first half. Second half, he had runs of 2, 19, and 56 yards to cap the scoring. And the Hornets go on for a happy homecoming. Travis Wilson's alma mater wins tonight.
Very good. And that's going to lead us into Travis Wilson. Phil Nee capping off 35 reporters covering games in and about Wisconsin tonight here on Football Friday Night. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's Dan Pfeiffer. Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Travis, appreciate it as always for coming on.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, Travis, we got to head to the Clover Belt Conference and talk about what may have been the game of the year, if not the game of the decade, between Regis and Mondovi. Regis ranked number 2 in Division 6, Mondovi number 4. Regis wins it 27-22 on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Travis, your thoughts?
Well, I haven't seen the play. I haven't got a chance to see what happened on it, but that is a heck of a way to finish a game, and those are two outstanding teams, obviously. Mondovi has not been in the Clover Belt very long, but that's a nice little rivalry that's developed. There's a little bit of public-private at stake and on the line there. where he just gets the win again. They pretty much dominated that one. I think the series is now 5-1 or 4-1, something like that, that Regis has the advantage. So a great high school football game. There was, you know, it looked like the scores that I saw, it was a lot of chalk, but some of the ranked matchups, including that one, produced some outstanding games.
All right, another matchup in the Fox Valley Association. How about North, I should say, how about Nina shutting out Kimberly 7-0?
Yeah, Nina, you know, I don't know if we, as a outside the Nina Rocket program, expected this necessarily out of the Rockets. They were a very good football team last year. They have been for a few years, but losing Grant Dean, who's now at Wisconsin, losing Evan Van Evenhoven, their other dynamic offensive weapon at quarterback. So losing those two guys in a solid senior group, thought maybe they would step back a little bit. But they opened the year with, I think it was a win over Muskego, if I remember correctly. And then to get a win over Kimberly in shutout fashion in a tight, low-scoring ball game, that's a heck of a resume already for the Rockets.
Hey, the game that you're one of the coaches on the Reedsburg staff, we heard from Todd Sommerfeld a short time ago. Lacrosse Logan qualifies for the playoffs. They beat Reedsburg tonight. What were your thoughts on that one?
Well, they're probably in the playoffs. There's a lot of teams that are probably in the playoffs. Yeah. But we have to remember there's a different playoff system there this year. There's not, you know, getting to four conference wins doesn't clinch anything necessarily.
Yeah.
Now, there's certainly some teams that have racked up enough points already. They could lose the last two games, and they're probably mathematically guaranteed of being in. But you know, we don't quite have that clinching scenario still. But that was it was unfortunately for us the short end of the stick on a good high school football game. Went into overtime. A lot of big plays on both sides. We were able to make some big plays on offense in the kicking game, but they had a kick return touchdown as well, and we struggled to stop their offense. Had a couple interceptions late on the last play of regulation, and kind of a Hail Mary type situation. And then in overtime, just came up short once again, unfortunately.
Travis, I want to talk about some parity in two of the bigger conferences on opposite sides of the state. First off, you have the Classic Eight, where tonight Heartland Arrowhead, 3-1 in Classic Eight play, goes out and knocks off rival Maguanago in overtime, 26-23. Then we head all the way up to the northwest part of the state in the Big Rivers Conference, where you have River Falls knocking off Rice Lake tonight, 40-28. A nice win for the Wildcats that hands the Warriors their first loss of the season. Is it fair to say that we're seeing a lot of parity in these conferences, and maybe is that a result even of this new playoff system and some of what we've got going on?
You know, I would prefer to use the term competitiveness. Parity kind of has a negative connotation sometimes of, you know, teams or just not being as good and everybody's kind of not as good. I think it is a lot of teams that are really good, that are really competitive at a very, very high level. There's four teams in the Class A conference that are, you know, among the best 10 to 15 teams in the state in Division One, and I think that is a high level of competitiveness, but that's kind of what we saw all year, right? We've talked about it a few times that a lot of these top teams have taken turns beating each other. There's a lot of really good football teams that have a loss because they've got a tough schedule they've played, and up in the Big Rivers, you know, Rice Lake, I don't know if I saw them going unscathed all year, just, you know, with the amount of personnel they lost from last year. So that's a nice win, certainly for River Falls. And like you said, two big conferences, two kind of premier conferences that are really, really competitive all year, and especially going to be fun to watch the last couple of weeks here.
Speaking of the Big Rivers, Chippewa Falls, Chi High, 2-4 on the season coming into tonight, but they knock off D.C. Everest, and that counts as a conference loss for the Evergreens in the Wisconsin Valley.
Could. I don't know how. That's the interesting thing with some of these crossover games that are mandated for playoff purposes. I don't know how the conferences count them necessarily in their own standings. There are a number of conferences that, for determining their conference champion and like their own internal standings, that's just a non-conference game. And I don't know. Again, I don't know how they consider that one in particular in that league. But that is a nice win for Chippewa Falls. D.C. Everest had looked very good in the last few weeks and really were in control of the Wisconsin Valley. I still expect them to beat all the other teams
in the Wisconsin Valley, but that's a huge win for Chippewa Falls in terms of their playoff qualification. That win probably is enough to get them in, depending on what happens the last couple weeks.
Travis Wilson from BoundWisconsin.com. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Travis.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
We got a scoreboard update coming up next. We'll get to all the big games around the state. You heard from all the reporters. Let's get to the scoreboard next here on Football Friday Night.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscatine, or call 739-3171 to learn more. Scott Industries, a profit-sharing company where you can grow your career.
This week's player with heart, Oscar Stoll from Waupun High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Oscar plays soccer, wrestles, and shoots trap, and is a longtime member in 4-H and FFA. He speaks to groups of young students, and while he lives on a hobby farm, his passion is honeybees. He started raising them as an 8th grader.
I earned a startup grant that the FFA is still offering, $511 from that to buy my own honeybees and my own boxes for my bees to live in.
Oscar got his start with his parents' encouragement.
My parents were really pushed me and my siblings to do something with our time, along with getting us involved in sports and with FFA and 4-H. This was an opportunity that I saw with something I was interested in.
He plans to study wildlife or fisheries biology, but said he always will have room in his life for his bees.
At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. At Beck's, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Beck's Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Stretch we come here on Football Friday Night. My name is Chuck Freeman, Dan Pfeiffer, and our guy Jeff Orlowski spinning the dials tonight, doing an amazing job. Football Friday Night brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. It's time to get to the scoreboard. Scoreboard brought to you by Catholic Memorial High School, where you rise. We will start in the Milwaukee area tonight in the Parkland Conference. Catholic Memorial routed New Berlin Eisenhower 49-14. It was New Berlin West downing Waukesha South 40-26. Waukesha North 24-19 over Wauwatosa West. Southeast Conference, Franklin rolls again. The number one ranked team in the state 49-0 over Kenosha Tremper. Racine Case got the win. They stay in the playoff hunt 30-20 over Oak Creek. Kenosha Bradford downs Racine Park 43-0. Woodland Conference football, Whitnall 49-21 over Greenfield. Wisconsin Lutheran defeated Greendale 34-20. Classic 8 Conference, Heartland Arrowhead in a thriller over Maguanago in overtime 26-23. It was Muskego 43-7 routing Kettle Moraine. In the Greater Metro Conference, Sussex Hamilton 73-0 over Menominee Falls.
Yeesh.
Brookfield East 27-3 defeating Brookfield Central. And Marquette down to West Allis Hale 48-7. Classic 8 Greater Metro Conference crossover, Germantown defeats Pewaukee 28-7. East Central Conference, Plymouth defeats Kettle Moraine Lutheran 41-0. North Shore Conference, Homestead over Cedarburg 44-6. Slinger 49-0 over West Bend East. It was West Bend West 19-14 over Whitefish Bay, beating Whitefish Bay for the first time ever. And Hartford still in the playoff hunt 40-27 over Nicolet.
Also one game tomorrow in the Woodland Conference. If you're wondering about number 2 Grafton, they play Milwaukee Lutheran tomorrow afternoon at 1 p.m. Badgers small conference as we head further west towards the Madison area and the southwest part of the state. Mount Horeb Barneville, the number 4 ranked team in Division 3. No issues with Lakeside Lutheran, who remains winless on the season after the Vikings topped the Warriors 52-19. MHB now 6-1 on the season. The number 5 ranked team in Division 3 is also in the Badgers small. That is the Edgewood Crusaders. They remain unbeaten on the year after topping Stoughton 42-7 at home. And Sauk Prairie defeated Portage tonight. We talked with Sean Davis of the Wisconsin State Journal Sentinel, or Wisconsin State Journal. It's the Journal Sentinel in Milwaukee. It's the Wisconsin State Journal in Madison. 31-14, your final score in that one. My apologies to Sean. I'm sure he'll make fun of me at the next state soccer tournament. In Division 1, the number 5 team is Wanakee. They play in the Badger Large, and they defeated their rivals Sun Prairie East tonight, 41-7. Your final score in that one. Meanwhile, Sun Prairie West was at Bank of Sun Prairie Stadium. They defeated Fort Atkinson tonight 42-7. Not often we talk about Sun Prairie West getting a victory and Sun Prairie East taking a loss on the same night, but that was the case this evening. Also in the Badger Large, the number 8 team in Division 2, Monona Grove, topped Oregon 21-0, and it was Milton getting a big win over DeForest 42-7. Rock Valley Conference 1-0, the Crimson Tide of Edgerton got a 21-16 victory over Evansville. That's a nice win for Edgerton as they've now won 4 in a row. 8 player action, Ridge and Valley Conference. Belmont, they fell 3 spots after taking a loss last week. They went to overtime against DeSoto tonight, but they got a 36-28 victory. Big 8 Conference, Verona 40, Madison West 7. Madison Memorial wins big over Janesville Craig 50-19. Middleton wins big over Madison East 56-3. Janesville Parker, they got a nice victory tonight over Madison La Follette 41-28. SWC Lancaster over Broadhead Judah tonight 56-18, and it was the Richland Center Hornets. They're going to be celebrating homecoming, and Phil Nee might even be spinning some tunes for that one there, Chuck. They defeated the Dodgers of Dodgeville tonight 50-28. East Central Conference, Beaver Dam over Keewaskum 41-7. And South Central Conference, Wisconsin Dells gets a victory in the 80th meeting against Mauston 35-8.
Nobody does oldies music like Phil Nee. Is Saturday Night Oldies Show one of the best in the country?
See, I think the kids dance every Saturday night to the sounds of Phil Nee. How can you not?
I would if I lived in Richland Center. All right, Mayville defeated Amro 42-0 in the flyway. Mayville stays unbeaten. Fox Valley Association, Kimberly over, I should say, Nina over Kimberly, 7-0. Nina in first place in the FVA. Galloping Ghosts of Kakana, they and Appleton North are in a lightning delay in that game. A lightning delay. Fond du Lac defeated Hortonville, homecoming for the Fond du Lac Cardinals, 35-13. Fondy gets their second win in a row, trying to move closer to playoff qualifying. They will take on Nina on the road on Friday night. Northeastern Conference, Luxembourg Castle routed Two Rivers 35-7. FRCC North, Bayport on homecoming, 56-7 over the pier. Freedom and Wrightstown, lightning delay there. Last we heard, end of the third quarter, it was Freedom winning 16-6 in that one. Bay Conference, Fox Valley Lutheran. That one has gone final now?
Yeah, so they called that one with 4:03 remaining in the third quarter.
Okay.
The Foxes had the lead 21-0, and they were in a lightning delay for at least an hour and a half, and then they just said, you know what, we're done.
Okay, Gary Berlowski was trying to wait that one out with the score in Appleton, our great station there.
Somebody get Gary an umbrella.
Yeah, yep. And
not a metal one, though.
Cover up the equipment as well. The broadcast equipment, that is. Appleton Xavier, I had to clarify there. You know, he's a broadcaster. He's got all his equipment hanging out. Appleton Easter, Appleton Xavier, 28-7 over Shawano. We never heard from Brad Williams tonight.
Mark the
Where's
time.
Where's Brad Williams? Where the heck was Brad Williams tonight?
10:54 is when the show went off the rails. Yeah. All right, let's head to the north part of the state, where the number one ranked team in Division 6, Edgar, remained unbeaten with a 55-0 shutout of the Thunderbirds of Iola Scandinavia. Also, it was the Auburndale Eagles, who just got into the D6 rankings this week at number 8, proving themselves with a 42-0 win over a good Abbotsford team. That's a nice victory for Auburndale. They look like they are on the rise. Great Northern Conference. The Hatchets of Tomahawk. Number 7 team in Division 5. They got a win to bounce back from a loss last week against Medford. 24-14. The final score as Tomahawk topped Medford tonight. Also, it was Mosinee over Rhinelander. 41-14. Also in the Great Northern tonight. Big Rivers Wisconsin Valley crossover game. DC Everest 4-0 in the Wisconsin Valley. 4-2 overall. 4-game win streak for them, but they lose to Chi High tonight. Chippewa Falls gets the win over DC Everest. 35-14. Wisconsin Valley Conference, Marshfield over Wausau West, 40-22. Also, Spash, Stevens Point, defeats the Huskies of Eau Claire North, 49-21. And eight-player action once again, Central Wisconsin Conference. It was Newman Catholic, the Fighting Cardinals, 48-6 over the Blackhawks of Port Edwards.
All right, in the La Crosse and Eau Claire area, beautiful, beautiful country out there. Clover Belt Conference, Eau Claire Regis.
What a game.
What's that?
What a game this
was. Sole possession. They went on a Hail Mary, 27-22 over Mondovi. Big Rivers Conference. It is River Falls and Rice Lake. River Falls wins it 40-28. New Richmond defeated Menominee, 26-0. Dunn St. Croix, Boyceville, 42-7 over Spring Valley. Dairyland Conference, Cochrane Fountain City, 42-0 over Aliva Strum. Lakeland Conference, Chautauqua Weyerhaeuser, 12-6 over Cadott. Mississippi Valley, La Crosse Logan, 42-36 over Reedsburg in overtime. Scenic Bluffs, Bangor defeated Cashton, 20-7. And Eau Claire Memorial defeats Wisconsin Rapids on a battle of two teams that were looking for their first win in the Wisconsin Valley. The Old Abes get it 29-20.
So some interesting results, and we're going to have to still find out some of the results from the Fox Valley area because of the lightning delays. Check boundwisconsin.com to find out some of those finals. But yes, we talk about the fact that Arrowhead got that win over Maguanago in overtime tonight, 26-23. We talk about Germantown getting a nice victory over Pewaukee. We really didn't talk about that all that much on the show, but that's a good win for Germantown in that Classic 8 Greater Metro crossover game, 28-7. Then you go to the Eau Claire area, of course, La Crosse Logan getting the overtime victory over Reedsburg, and how about that Regis win over Mondovi on the Hail Mary, Chuck?
Yeah, without doubt, man. You know, there was a time when those two schools would never have faced each other. Eau Claire Regis in the Central Wisconsin Catholic Conference, and Mondovi was in the Middle Border Conference. But here they are in the Clover Belt Conference, and what a win it was for Regis tonight, man. They stay unbeaten. I think we're going to be seeing them in Madison.
Here's the thing, though, is that that's a matchup that we could see again in level 3 or level 4 too, mm-hmm. between Regis and Mondovi, and if it is, buy your tickets now, folks, because that's one you're not going to want to miss.
I feel like in the Classic 8 conference, it's created a logjam, really, with Arrowhead winning tonight 26-23 over Maguanago. You started the night with Maguanago and Muskego sharing the conference lead in the Classic 8. Both teams are 4-0. Arrowhead had one loss, and then now it's a mess. Right now, Muskego is the sole possession of first place.
Yeah, and keep in mind, Muskego still has to play Maguanago at the end of the season, so their road is still not necessarily clear. Chuck, we're running out of time. I think it's time for us to put our equipment away. Be a fan.
You better believe it, man. We've reached the end of the line for week 7. We'll be back in week 8. We'll be back here. heading toward the playoffs. We'll be here for every round of the postseason, all four of those weeks as well. So we still have some conference championships on the line here in the next couple of weeks. Some playoff hopes alive that could stay alive after next week as well. So we're coming right back next week at 9:30. For Jeff Orlowski, Dan Pfeiffer, this is Chuck Freeman. You've been listening to Football Friday Night.
Dairy Hardware is your one-stop shop for everything, from basic home repairs to large remodeling projects. You'll find sporting goods, small home appliances, and a wide selection of everyday tools ready to go. They cut keys, thread pipe, repair windows, rent rug shampooers, and offer free paint color matching. Stop in today to check out special sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proudly serving the Spring Green area with true hometown values.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
When it comes to collision repair, don't let your insurance company call the shots. You have the right to choose where your vehicle gets repaired. And the smart choice? Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. At Classic Auto Body, you'll get top-tier, nationally recognized quality, all at a fair, local price. Why settle for less? Located on Highway 14 in Spring Green, call 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, proud home of the Ring Brothers.
At A&W in Boscobel, they know what it takes to make a bacon cheeseburger. After all, they invented it back in 1963. This mouthwatering classic features a 1/3-pound double burger made with 100% U.S. beef, topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. Guests can make it a combo with delicious sides like cheese curds, coney dogs, or onion rings, and top it all off with a frosty mug of fresh-made A&W root beer. Located right on Highway 61 in Boscobel, A&W is still serving up the signature flavor and small-town charm, one burger at a time.
Football Friday Night, courtesy of the Wisconsin Radio Network, is sponsored on WRC Radio by Larson Collision and Paint, Burnham Lumber, Classic Auto Body, Walsh's Ace, Scott Industries, Cardinal Glass.